Malach Malach Perik Beis Pasuk Hey, David is giving his tzava'a, his last will and testament, to his son Shlomo, who is taking over after him. And for the remainder of the next several psukim, David is going to be very specific about actions that Shlomo needs to take to solidify his rule, to ensure that threats are eliminated, and that he begins in power the way he intends to go on. V'gam ato yodata, says David. And also, you know, Eis asher osa li Yoav ben Tzeruya. This that Yoav ben Tzeruya did to me. What did Yoav ben Tzeruya do to him? That, says Rashi, that he took the commandment, the secret, top secret orders to dispatch Uriah Hiti to the front, and he showed them to others. So he violated my trust. Yoav also, David might be referring to, what he did to Avshalom as well. Because David had told everyone not to kill Avshalom, and Yoav was going to do it. Yoav was David's nephew, a mighty military man who acted with impunity on occasion, going against direct orders. And it's not just what he did to me. Asher asa l'shnei sarei tzivos Yisrael. It's that which he also did to the two great generals of Yisrael, Avner ben Ner, to Avner ben Ner, who had commanded Shaul and then come over to David's side, and Yoav manipulated him around to murder him, and v'la Amasa ben Yeser, and to Amasa, who was running, and Yoav gave him a little warning, but then he stabbed him with great skill by fastening his sword onto his belt in an unusual way we saw back in Shmuel Beis, and he left Amasa falling dead at his feet. Vayargem, and he murdered them. Vayosem demei milchama b'shalom. And he shed blood of war in peacetime. They were all in treaties with each other. They were all in a state of truce. And Yoav killed them of his own volition. Vayitain demei milchama b'chago raso asher b'mosnav. And he placed the blood of war in the belt, in the girdle that it was on his hips, that was on his loins. Uvena'alo asher, Benalo asher baraglov, and on the shoes that are on his feet. So Chazal see in the reference to the shoes, the way that he killed Avner, when he asked Avner through trickery, how would a woman with no hands perform chalitza? And Avner bent down and took the shoelace in his teeth. We talked about this back when it happened. And so the shoes are a part of it. And the belt that is being talked about here, he fastened his sword to his belt in an unusual way, and then Amasa fell dead at his feet. So on the surface, it sounds like he wants revenge against Yoav for these things that Yoav did. But it's not revenge. It can't be taken lightly that somehow David let his friend off without justice. He has to be punished. He committed murders. But also some say that this way he'll be punished in this world so that Ba'olam Haba he won't be punished. Rashi says that. Most of the Mefarshim say that. That David had in mind that he should be punished here so that he will not suffer for all of eternity for these terrible things that he did. And remember, we said that David was frightened of Yoav on multiple occasions. And yet, David is having his 12-year-old son do the justice and take the vengeance that he could not. And he's playing the long game. He waited a very long time. And when the people saw the ultimate message, the Mamloe says, that David's general was not afraid to ignore direct orders from the king, that would have a terrible ripple effect on all the rest of the people, on loyalty, on the obligations that people have to have. So he had to pay. Pasuk Vav, Yosisa b'chichach masecha, You shall act according to your wisdom. So even in his 12-year-old, he sees great brilliance. Velo so raid sevaso v'shalom sha'ol. And this is the hint. The Chazal say that David was doing this for Yoav's own benefit in eternity. Do not allow his white hair to go down to the grave in peace. Don't let him go to Sha'ol. Don't let him go to Gehenim. Don't let him go to the depths. He has to be punished. Midah keneged midah. He violated the truce, the peace that David had made with his friends and allies. He took advantage of their trust to kill them. Hatred and conflict instead of shalom. And so such a punishment for such a person is that his own peace has to be disturbed. And remember, we just saw Yoav recently, grizzled and elderly but powerful as he is, going over to Adoniyahu. So the Mefarshim don't talk about this. They don't see self-interest in what Shlomo is doing. But in fact, Shlomo needs to get rid of Yoav. As long as Yoav is alive, he is a dreadful threat to Shlomo's reign and his rule, because Yoav is without mercy and he's without compunction when he feels he's right. He's a great man, but he's a terrible man. And so we'll see that Yoav is going to get his ultimate reward shortly. But David has more commands for more people who need to be paid in kind. Some good, but some not so good, as we'll see.